If a computer stops running properly, or if it stops functioning in an optimal way, you can use the System Restore feature to undo changes that might have caused the problem. To run this feature, you need to be logged on with a computer administrator account. Click this task.
System Restore returns the computer to a point in time called a restore point when it was last functioning properly. Windows automatically creates restore points, but you can also manually create one at any time. To restore this computer to one of these points, click Next.
Dates with restore points are indicated by bold dates on the calendar. This list displays the times when restore points were created on the selected day. Click this restore point and then click Next.
This page provides a summary of the restore point that you've selected. You're reminded that you will not lose recent work, such as saved documents and email messages, as a result of this process. During restoration, Windows will shut down. Afterward, you'll need to log back on to the computer. To continue, click Next. You're logged off Windows, and System Restore begins its restoration process.
Depending on the speed of the computer and the number of system changes that need to be made, this may take some time. After the restoration process is complete, the system restarts Windows. Now you'll need to log on again. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click This User. Because this account is password protected, you're prompted to enter the password. The password has been entered for you, so press Enter. Windows automatically loads the personal settings for the account. After logging back on to Windows, a message notifies you that system restoration was successful. Click OK.
System Restore is a great tool for reversing undesirable changes without losing personal data.